There's growing unrest on the government backbench over the Prime Minister's refusal to support a royal commission into the big banks. Our political editor Alison Carabine joins us for more on this. Ali, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Well, the Prime Minister's ruled out a royal commission into the banks, and that's split the coalition to some degree. It's so far no fewer than 8 government MPs either supporting a royal commission in the banks or at least open to the idea. Is this turning into a bit of a political headache for the PM?
Well, it's become open season for coalition MPs speaking out on a banking royal commission, Fran, 8 in total and still counting. They are largely MPs and senators who are members of the parliamentary committee investigating the financial sector, or they have been involved in one way or another with the various scandals that have plagued the bank, such as the one over financial advice to investors. They believe it's premature for the government to be ruling out a royal commission. There's also discomfort, Fran, with what has been a captain's call by the Prime Minister. This didn't go to Cabinet or the party room. And we know the trouble. We know the trouble Tony Abbott got into when he didn't consult MPs. But the Prime Minister, he's stonewalling. He's rejecting the internal criticism. He's of the view that we don't need a royal commission because the regulatory framework in place is sufficient to deal with any bad behaviour by the banks. Let's have a listen.
ASIC has all of the powers of a royal commission. All of the powers of a royal commission, plus much more. It has the ability to initiate prosecutions, to take action, to issue fines, to ban people from trading in, from operating in as company directors or in financial services. So what we have already is a very serious, very comprehensive regulatory structure.
So says the PM yesterday, and we're going to be actually speaking with the ASIC boss, Greg Medcraft, after 8 this morning. We'll ask him whether he's got all those powers. There's an awful lot of politics in this, though, Alison. Just last year, Labor rejected a Greens push for a royal commission. How much of Labor's position now, its support now for the royal commission, revenge for the royal commission into the unions?
Well, the opposition is not going to lose any votes bashing the banks. It's a big, easy target in this country. And yes, it could be viewed as revenge for the Union Royal Commission. The government went after Labor's constituency, the unions, in turn Labor going after the coalitions, the banks. You are right, Labor scoffed at calls last year by the Greens for a royal commission into the financial sector. So why the change of heart? This is Bill Shorten on the project last night.
You know, how many scandals do you need before you realise there's a systemic problem? Every time there's been a problem, from forest investment managed schemes through to financial planning, through to allegations about rate rigging, at some point we've just got to say enough is enough. I'm a bit surprised that the government says nothing to see here. They've cut the funding of the regulator by $120 million. A royal commission is different to the current cop on the beat. It can join the dots. It's got the broadest possible powers of any government inquiry.
So, for the opposition, the behaviour of the banks has gotten even worse since last year, and Labor says it did want to give the banks a chance to deal with the issues themselves. They haven't, hence the Royal Commission. Voters, though, have every right to be cynical about the timing, Fran, but it's done the trick. It's wedged the government.
So it would seem. Bill Shorten is open to a compromise on the truckies' safe rates. Alison, this is a bit of a flip, I think, for Labor. He's clearly mindful of the backlash by owner drivers. There's a whole lot of rigs heading to Canberra sometime soon, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. The big rigs will be heading to Canberra for a protest on Sunday. Labor is losing the politics on this one. It would appear that the only people who support these so-called safe rates are the Transport Workers Union and the Labor Party. There's lots of anecdotal evidence that the owner drivers themselves are opposed. They fear being forced out of business. So a climb down by Bill Shorten. Labor still backs the minimum pay rates, but the opposition now open to what Bill Shorten calls sensible compromise. That goes to the pace at which the minimum pay rates are rolled out, Fran.
Okay, we'll be speaking about this story with Senator Glenn Lazarus in the next half hour. Just very briefly, Alison, the government has finally confirmed the House of Reps will sit for only 2 days next week. Parliament's being brought back early, remember everybody, for the Senate to deal with the ABCC. But the House of Reps will only be there for 2 days. Why?
Yeah, that's right. Well, Christopher Pyne, as he told you, I think last week, Fran, the reps simply don't have any work to do. They'll be awaiting the ABCC decision in the Senate. So confirmation that the reps will only be sitting Monday and Tuesday next week. It won't sit at all the following week, starting on the 26th. It will then be back for the budget the following week. So for the next few weeks, the focus will be on the Senate and the debate over the building and construction bill. The opposition, not surprisingly, says the government is ducking scrutiny, especially since there won't be any question time apart from Monday and Tuesday next week. 150 MPs being brought back to Canberra for this special sitting. It won't be a cheap venture for the taxpayer. The rep should be sitting for the same days as the Senate.
It's all on sometime soon. Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran.
Our political editor, Alison Carabine. It's 6:15.